How did it come?
A firm called Preston's, they were, from Ingleton. They used to get rockery out.
Oh, yes.
And there was... well, I don't better not say.
Tell me that when I've turned this off. So the coal was delivered to the door, and then if you wanted peat, where do you go from here to cut peat?
Well, we used to go on to a parted farm that we called Wife Park.
Yes.
And we were able to cut it, dry it. It depended in season. You could be lucky or unlucky. You needed a dry season,
yes,
to dry it out.
And how did you get it back to the house?
Well, we used to cart it with horse and... they had what they called trail carts. And they were little carts on... on runners, yes.
Yes.
And they were specially built for that work.
A special peat sledge,
yes,
as it were.
Yes.
Yes. and did you, when you got the peat to the house, did you have a special house to store it in?
Oh, yes.
The turf house is the...
crushed way.
Is it? Yes. And the coal you just stored in an outhouse?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
How much fuel did you need?
Oh, it depended in winter.
Yes.
If it was a hard winter, you burnt a lot more, you see. Yeah.
Would you reckon on sort of a couple of tons of coal in a season,
Well, we get in 3 tons.
3 tons.
Now, yes.
Yes. So in the war, if you were rationed, then
you'd
would...
You'd accept what you were rationed.
Yes. You couldn't remember what the ration was.
No, I'd have to look back, you see, on the papers.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so good.
No. So the peat and any wood you could get,
yes,
were an essential part of keeping it going.
Oh, yes.
What did you use for kindling the fire?
Well, when I was a little girl, we used to go and gather, cut ling.
Did you?
And dry that, you see, and it was grand for lighting fire with.
Mm-hmm.
But normally you go out and gather sticks, you see, and
yes,
collect them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you need to relight the fire every morning, or did it ever keep in overnight?
Them sort never kept in overnight.
No. So what sort of time did you get up in the morning?
Oh, they'd be up by 7.
Yes, and what time did you have breakfast?
About 8.
Uh-huh. And was lighting the fire the first job you had to do?
Oh, yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Did you light it every day in summer as well as in the winter?
Well, if it was very hot, we didn't. You know, if the weather was hot, we could do without. But if you, when you're cooking, you had to have it lit.
You had no other form of cooking at all?
Oh, no.
No, so if they wanted bacon and egg for breakfast or whatever, you got to get the fire going.
Yes.
Could you boil a kettle any other way?
Not as I know of.
No, so you couldn't have any hot water or tea or anything without it.
No, because there was no Caligasna.
No.
No.
Mm. You've told me what you did to heat the oven. You took the brick out and pushed the fire underneath and opened that little flue.
Yes.
Yes. How did you maintain the oven at a steady temperature? I mean, if you were baking and you needed to keep it at the same temperature for a length of time, how did you control that?
Well, it was instinct. If you wanted hot oven, you fired up, and if you didn't, well, you raked it back out, you see. And
yeah. You raked it up, some of the fire out from underneath.
Yes. If you wanted to cool it down.
Yes. Mm. Did it have a little thing on the door with holes in that you would open to cool it down?
Yes, yes. Let steam out as well for pies.
Yes. And how did you know when it was hot enough to put, say, your pies in, or your bread or whatever.
Well, it was instinct.
It was instinct. Yes. You didn't have, you didn't spit on it or put a piece of greasy paper in it or.
No, not as I know.
Did you put your hand in?
Well, you opened the door and you could tell, you see, what ate it, what, how hot it was. If it was hot, it would make you.
So you just did it by years of experience?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So when you were a girl, you sort of helped your mother, did you?
Oh, yes.
And learnt, really, by watching what she did?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What sort of saucepans and kettles and things did you have?
Cast iron.
Cast iron, yes. Those big black ones?
Yes.
With a very long handle?
Yes.
Yes, and you had a black cast iron kettle as well, did you?
Yes.
How many saucepans did you have?
Well, generally a set of three, you know. Three or four, like, you know.
Three or four.
Different sizes.
Yes. And would you have more than one kettle?
Don't think so.
No.
No. Kettles lasted a long time.
And then you had the cauldron.
Yes.
Thing. And then did you have a frying pan or?
Oh yes, a big round flattened with a hoop over.
And that went on the record, did it?
Yes.
Yes. And what about cooking utensils in the oven? Baking dishes and so on.
Well, we had loaf tins.
Yes.
And
a meat dish.
Meat dish, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And just the general things, you see. General
pie dishes.
Yes.
Yes, the usual sort of things.
Yes, they were generally enamel in my age.
Yes, the pie dishes would have been.
And my mother used to make porridge in the morning. We always had oatmeal porridge for breakfast, you know, first. And she had it, she made it in a pan with a bow over, a little black pan. And it had a bow over and hung on racking.
What, a bowl that fitted in the pan?
No.
No.
You know, a frying pan has a bow over.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes.